So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga ku-Evans Zininga osiphathele indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku-Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 19 Mfumfu 2022. Ibizo lami ngu-Gain Ogumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla,
njengombalisi ngifunde okuningi kakhulu okungikhulisayo engikubonileyo ukuthi empilweni akumelanga ukuthi ugxile eholweni lakho.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usesungule uhlelo lwababalisi olubizwa ngokuthi Teachers for Economic Development.
Ungalalela even ke abameli bakhe bakhuluma ukubana silenkinga ezenzakalayo ke kujudiciary kakhulu ke kuma-magistrate court.
Umthethwandaba kamanji walile njalo namhla ukukhulula isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC umnumzana Job Sikhala ngemali yesibambiso i-bail. Odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa ole bhizimusi uthi angeke avule ibhizimusi ekhaya ngenxa yodlakela lwembusazwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze ababalisi ukuba bangasetshenziswa izitha zeZimbabwe esithi kumele basebenzele ilizwe labo kungelani lobunzima ababhekane labo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Mnangagwa wethule amazwi la namuhla eHarare ngesikhathi esungula okusemthethweni uhlelo lwababalisi olwe Teachers for Economic Development. Uncome kakhulu ababalisi ngomsebenzi abawenzayo ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe leZimbabwe. Uthe loba nje ababalisi bebhekane lenhlupho eziningi ezifana leholo eliphansi, uhulumende uzaqhubekela phambili edinga indlela zokuba bengabasiza njani. Uqhubeke sithi ababalisi bakulezi nsuku akusamelanga bethembe kuphela ekutholeni iholo. Umnangagwa uthe kumele benze imisebenzi yezandla efana lokulima, ukubaza lokunye. Uthe ababalisi akumelanga basetshenziswe izitha zelizwe ezifuna ukuba behlamukele inkokheli yelizwe.
Kulolo hambo ngilikhuthaza ukuba liqaphele kwezombusazwe labo abafuna ukulibisela emuva, befuna ukuba lingalandeli izinqumo zobuntu benu njengabantwana be-Afrika.
Izisebenzi eziningi eZimbabwe zikhala ngeholo eliphansi, zifuna ukuba uhulumende azinikeze iholo ezazilithola uMnangagwa engakabi ngumongameli. Umhlangano we-Teachers for Economic Development ungene ngababalisi abafika phose 1,500 abavela ezabelweni ezitshiyeneyo. Batshiye abantwana beloba phose bodwa imihloliso. Unkosikazi Nesiya Dube ofundisa eCholosho chasisa ngakuthole emhlanganweni lo.
Njengombalisi ngifunde okuningi kakhulu okungikhulisayo engikubonileyo ukuthi empilweni akumelanga ukuthi ugxile eholweni lakho, ngoba kuyatholakala ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi uyabusithi ngiyasebenza kube lenye into ezadala ukuthi ucine ungasasebenzi. Then kutho ukuthi nxa wena uzitshele khonokho sokuyikuphela kwakho, ngoba kusele enye indlela yokuthi uthole imali, kumbe noma uphakathi komsebenzi kungenzakala usalari imep ngezizathu eziningi ezijiyeneyo usuzahluwe ngoba kusela enye into ongayitholi.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngomunye umbalisi wesilobela unkosikazi Nomzamo Dlomo, yena othi bafundise ukuba njengababalisi kumele bagcine ngemisebenzi yezandla.
Ngifunda ukuthi wakhona sokumele ke sikhambe njengababalisi siyezithuthukisa thina, sithuthukisa abantwana, sithuthukisa futhi le community ukuthi nanzelele ukuthi imisebenzi yezandla iqakatheke okunganani.
Umnumzana Thedi Ncube uyakusekela lokhu.
Inhlanganiso lezi ezinjenge Teachers for Economic Development zibalulekile kakhulu ekukhuthazeni patriotism. zibalukileke ngale ndlela. Ungakukhangela ngokuthi ama teacher ngabantu labo abalama economic needs abo, abale interpretation yabo njalo economic development. Bala lokhwana ngesikhiwo okuthiwa ngama sector specific needs. Endungakhangela i-development ye-economy. Iyadevelopa ye, but idevelopa ngendlela ezijiyeneyo for abantu abajiyeneyo. So, ama-teacher nxa ehlangana esithi wona ngama-teachers for economic development. Bazama ukukontextualize i-economic development nationally ukuthi ibe lendlela eba-affecta ngayo bona njenge-constituency. Njalo economic development ibe lendlela eresponda to ama problems abo.
Kodwa omunye umbalisi unkosikazi Charity Sithole ofundisa eKwatsana uthi umhlangano owenzakele namhla awulani lezifiso zababalisi, uthi ibandla lezanPF lizama ukubadonsela kubandla leli.
Iprogramu elwantshiweyo le okuthiwa yi-teachers for ECD angilubona usizo lwayo kubabalisi. Ayila sizo ezaluletha kubabalisi, ayila nguquko ezaluletha ezimpilweni zabo, ngoba ababalisi into abayifunayo yokuphila, into abayifunayo imali kuphela. Abadingi ama promises, abadingi isithembiso. Mina ngokubona kwami le indlela kuphela elimihlangothi olwezombangazi ukuthi bathengi ama votes kubabalisi. Bazama kuphela ukukhombisa ababalisi ukuthi bangene kubo bebabriber ngento ezingikho, bebathembisa into ezingikho.
Inhlanganiso ye-Teachers for Economic Development esanda kusungulwa ithi ijonge ukwenza ukuba ababalisi bathande ilizwe labo njalo bahambe emsebenzini kungelani le mali abaziphiwayo. Abaningi bathi indlela yokudinga usekelo ukukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Inkokheli yalinhlanganiso le namuhla incenge omnankagwa wokuba anikeze ababalisi uncedo lwenhlanyelo lendawo zokuthengisela ukuze bancediseke kuholo labo. Kule nhlanganiso ezinye njalo ezibunjwe ngokufanayo ezigoqela eYoung Women for Economic Development, Pastors for Economic Development lezinye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umthethondaba kamanji walile njalo namhla ukukhulula isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC umnumzana Job Sikhala ngemali yesibambiso i-bail. Usikhala oselenyanga ezine valelwe ejele lamanye amalunga e-CCC alichumi lasithupha ulandela ukubotshwa kwabo mhla ka-14 ngoNhlangula besetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela eNyathime. Ibandla le-CCC lithi ukuncitshwa kukasikhala i-bail kuveza sobala ukuthi imithethwandaba isetshenziswa yi-ZANU-PF ukuhlukuluza amalunga alo. Kodwa ibandla le-ZANU-PF liyakulandula lokhu. Umkasikhala u-Ellen laye umiswe emthethwandaba namhla yena esetheswa icala lokwephula imithetho yemgwaqo ngokutshayela imota yakhe kucele elingayisilo. Unkosikazi Sikhala ulilandule leli cala esithi amapholisa ambopha ngemva kokwala ukubafumbathisa, kubike inkundla yenewzimbabwe.com. Uzaphindela njalo enkantolo mhlaka-27 kulinyanga. Ngakolunye uhlangothi, amagqwetha omkhokheli we-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa aselobele usikomichi wamajele ecela imvumo yokuthi uChamisa ethekelele usikhala labanye bakhe entolongweni kulandela ukwaliswa kwakhe ngogada bamajele kanengi-nengi. Amagqwetha la athi usikomichi wamajele kumele awaphendule kungakedluli usuku lwakusasa. Sixoxe lomsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba, saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi uthini ngodaba lokuncitshwa i-bail kukasikhala.
Thina besingakhangelelanga ukubana ke ngendlela ke osukuyenzakala ngayo emadali ukubana usikhala engathola i-relief ema-magistrate court ngenxa yokubana ungalalela ivini ke abameli bakhe bakhuluma ukubana silenkinga ezenzakalayo ke kujudiciary kakhulu ke kuma-magistrate court ngenxa yokubana they are being used besetshenziswa ukusekula ama-political scores. So kuba nzima yikho amalawyer lawo eselokuzungeza lokudawuta ukubana ke i-legal route ngasincedi ukubana ke sithole ke ukukhululwa kwabo Job Sikhala leNyathime 16. Kodwa thina njengebandla siyahamba emadala ngenxa yokubana silokuhlonipha ke umthetho welizwe lokunanzelela ukubana ukuze siyakhe iZimbabwe, we must be able ukustrengthen ama institutions anjenge judiciary ukubana engasetshenziswa ukuadvance ama political agenda. IZANU PF is your court, IZANU is a political party njenge TPC. So akufanelanga ukuthi ke ama politician ekwanzi ukuya influence ama legal process ayenzakalayo, ngoba yiyo ke yokuthola isilunga ku intervene with the judicial independence. Therefore kusiba nzima ukubana ama court eZimbabwe ke abantu bebe lethemba lawo ngenxa yokuthi aweaponize against ama opponents eZANU PF.
Amagqwetha kaChamisa sibona ukubana aselobele usikomitshi wamajele emcela ukubana uChamisa avunyelwe ukuyabona uSikhala losithole labanye babo. Libona liphiwa yini leyo mvumo?
Yes, sibabhalele ke Zimbabwe Prison Services ngenxa yokubana ke size sihambe kuya uzama ukungena ke umongameli bamtshela ukubana hayi yena njengomuntu omkhulu kufanele ethole imvumo ke emahofisini aphezulu ukwenzela ukuthi kuyenziwe ama-protocol ukubana ke engene. Lokho kuyinto esayihloniphayo, yikho ke sayingeja ukubana sibhalele ke emapholiseni njalo ke la ku-commissioner as office owezimbabwe prison services ukubana ke sikwanise ukuyabonana ke lo job Sikhala lo honorable sithole labanye ke abayi-16 abasenkantolo.
Umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC. Kusenjalo ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC ithi izolo ihlangane lamalunga ebandla le-ZANU-PF, ele-CCC kanye lele-ZAPU ancintisa kukhetho lwamakhansila eMatobo lapho kube lodlakela khona ngensonto. Isikhulumeli sali komishini umnumzana Jasper Mangwana uthi batshele abancintisayo laba ukuthi amapholisa asaphenya udaba lodlakela lolu. Amalunga e-CCC athi achaye kwakubi ngabasekeli beZANU-PF ngesikhathi ekhankasela ukhetho lwamakhansila oluza kwenziwa ngempelansonto kulesi sigaba. Kodwa abeZANU-PF bayakulandula lokhu besithi yibo abachayiweyo. Sibuze ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efi Dlela Ncube ukuthi ubona umhlangano we-ZEC lo uphathisa yini ekuqedeni ukufuthelana okulokho kukhona eMatopo.
Umhlangano lo usozuguqule lutho ngokuba ababusayo bakubona kukuhle ukuthi kungabi lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Ukhetho olukhululekileyo luyabalimaza kakhulu. Ukhetho olukhululekileyo lunciphisa kakhulu amathuba abo ukuthi baphumelele bahlale ezihlalweni. Ngakho ke bazaqhubeka betshaya abantu besethukisela abantu. Engikhangelela ukuthi kuzaba kukhulu kakhulu kulalokho esikubonayo ikakhulu kunyakozayo ngo-2023 ngokuba i-violence udlame luzasebenza kakhulu ukupha amathuba alaba ababusayo ukuthi bahlale ezihlalweni. Bayakwazi ukuthi kungeladlame kunzima ukuthi bahlale ezihlalweni. Amboni ke beluyekela udlame ngokuba sekukhuluma izekhi. Izekhi kayisilutho okukhulu, yibona laba abakhulu ababusa ilizwe babumele baguqule indlela yokwenza ukuze ukhetho lube ngolukhululekile kungatshawa abantu.
Kukhona yini okunye okungenziwa iZimbabwe Electoral Commission Ncube emizameni yokuqeda udlakela? Ngoba sibona abanye bayakhalakhala bathi izeki kumele iphume obala isole nxa kuyizano eqale udlakela, isole ichodoze izano nxa kuyi-TPC isole njalo leyo TPC, okuyinto abanye abathi kayenzeki, yikho nje udlakela luqhubeka.
Okungenziwa yizekhi kube kuhle ukuthi yenze lokho kuthiwa ngesiNgisi name and shame, iqambe abantu bona labo abalodlakela, iqambe i-political party lodlame, iqambe lamagama abantu ababusa lawo ma-political party, abaphethe lawo ma-political party. Ukuza kwenza ukuthi bonakale ukuthi kayithatha ihlangothi ebantwini. Kodwa kwamanje nxa ikhuluma nje kuphela akululi ukuthi abantu bangakholeli ukuthi ichaya nje indiva izinto ezibona zisenzakala phansi, ngoba abalodlame bayazakala bayabonakala njalo. Ngakho ke izekhi imeli baqambe ifake i-statement emsakazweni ithi obani labo bani abeqembele ithi le yibo abavimbela i-free and fair election, yibo abenza udlame, ibisithatha lezi zinqumo ezingalandela ngemva kwalokho.
Umnumzana Efi Dlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Ele Botswana likhala ngokuqonga kwenani labantu abazodinga ubuphepheli bebaleka emazweni afana le South Africa le Zimbabwe lapho babephiwe khona imvumo yokuba iziphepheli. Intatheli izindaba ye Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwele Botswana.
Khuluma le ntatheli izindaba ngolwesibili umphathi ntambo obona ezokuqhutshwa kumthetho kwele Botswana umnumzana Machana Shamukuni uthi inengi labadinga ubuphepheli labaleka enkampeni yeTongokara refugee camp eZimbabwe uthi abantu laba bafika amakhulu ayisithupha i600 uthi abanye babaleke kwele South Africa lapho osekuqhamuke udlakela lubhekiswe kabukuza.
On the challenges here onward movement as to why they decide to leave camp, areas where they are given international protection and they come to...
What you've always prepared is Valera Wamanyamazwe, Bastella Utinda, Wabashala Gizwaz, Fanelang, Kulabani Njalo, Iga Kulabe Somalia, Ababalegi Wele South Africa, Besisaba Udagela, Uluko, Naivantini Boguza.
UShamukuni uthi lokhu akuhambelani lomthetho wamazwe omhlaba ngoba iziphepheli ziyabe seziphiwe ilungelo lokuvikelwa kwelinye ilizwe. UShamukuni uthi kumhlophe ukuthi isimo enkambeni yeTongokara sixotsha iningi kakhulu abadabuka kwele Democratic Republic of Congo.
And again, we are called Zimbabwe where we have many asylum seekers.
Iningi labaleka enkambeni yeZimbabwe ebizwa ngokuthi Tongokara uzananzelela ukuthi yedugwi impilo inhle baphathwa kahle njengezizalwane zeBotswana kokhoqela imfundo lezempilakahle.
Omunye oweZimbabwe okwahlala enkambeni yedugwi refugee camp okweminyaka phose ngamachumi amabili umnumzana watsonchibi uthi iziphepheli ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngaphandle komhlubu lweSouthern African Development Community baphathwa ngcono kwele Botswana.
Thina vele ngokubona kwethu sibona ngani iBotswana layo ibanjwa ama refugees ngokuchejeneyo sisikhangela ukuthi uvela ngapi umuntu akabani njengathi amaZimbabwenzi sizobuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ukuthi iBotswana ngabe yililizwe selithembele ukuthi lengasinika usizi olubalulekileyo kuleyo ukuthi benika ama abantu abavela emazweni kaChina. Thina sasisavusele ekhaya sifosiwe ukuthi sibe lekhaya bona abazange befosiwe.
Uthi ngesikhathi ulungiselelwa ukhetho eZimbabwe sokulodlakela olumangilisayo kaboni ukuthi yena labanye bakhe bangaphenduka kwele Botswana.
Thina vele esasivele singama-refugee eBotswana noma udlakela lungababomvu lungababomvu gebu. Angibone kulo muntu owake wahlala eduki acabanga ukubuyela futhi ezohlala eduki ngenxa yobandlululo esikhangele lalo. Abanye nyanyazwa ngamakungakunga ukuthi kulabanye vele basebuya abavele eZimbabwe sebekhona eduki.
Ele Botswana lithi kusele ihlekana kuphela labe eZimbabwe enkambeni eduki abalinde ukuthi bahlanganiswe kumphakathi weBotswana kumbe bahanjiswe kwelinye ilizwe. Eminyakeni emibili edlule kubiselwe abeZimbabwe abafika inkulungwane iningi elalibaleke ekhaya ngesikhathi sodlakelo lokhetho luka-2008. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 eSabron kwele Botswana.
Wezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane ele United States, ele Britane kanye le France asecele inhlanganiso ye United Nations ukuba ihlolisise ukusetshenziswa kwezikhali ngele Russia ezithengwe kwele Iran. Amazwe la athi ele Russia libomba emadolobheni amaningi kwele Ukraine lisebenzisa ama drone elawathenga kwele Iran kodwa ele Iran liyakuphika lokhu. Intatheli izindaba yekwele Somalia uAbdallah Ahmed Mumen okunhlanganiso yabezindaba eSomali Journalists Syndicate ovunyelwe ngumthethwandaba ngomvulo ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail usebotshiwe njalo ngamapholisa ensitha aweSomali National Intelligence Agency. Sebefika amakhulu ayisithupha 600 abantu ababulewe lizulu lesikhukhula kwele Nigeria elibulele lezifuyo eziningi. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba izulu leli libhidlize amabholoho, izikolo, izindlu zabantu lokunye. Kusigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Thandazani Moyo osakhulayo olebhizimusi kwele South Africa. Ake sizweni exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Insizwa nje ekhulele emakhaya eminyaka engu-21 okwamanje njalo ngiyisikhulumeli lebandla sebandla elombusazwe elithiwa yi-Freedom of Rights Under Sovereign likhokelwa ngunkosazana Irene Manyara Myenziwe okwamanje ngise South Africa.
Singathi wenzani konapho e South Africa?
Kule South Africa mina ngirana i-business, ngathi kumbe ispaza shop, ngile shop nje engiyenzayo edayisa okokudla, okokugqoka, okuhlukeneyo nje ngiyahlangahlanganisa nje ukugcoba kwabafazi, like ngile stolo nje engilaso lapha e-South Africa.
Kuyasebenzeka yini kona?
Ngeke ngithi kusebenzeka ngendlela ngoba ngiselizweni lengayisilo lakithi. Kusuka kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi yabe ubandlululwa, ukhunjuzwa lokuthi kumele ubuyele kini, ukuyethuselwe futhi ukuthi sizathatha lapho osebenzela khona kumbe sizalixotsha. So into nje kuhlalise saba, kodwa ke khona kuyancengiseka ngoba akasinayo i-choice.
So singathi kodwa kuyadobheka nje lapha lalapha.
Hayi, khona kuyadobheka sibili okokugcina abazali ekhaya, lokwakha umndeni, lokukhangelela ikusasa elingathi liqhakazile, lokuhambile, lokuya esikolo. Njalo ngiyafunda lapha e-University of Pretoria. So kuyakhona ukuthi kumbhadalele i-school fees sami, kuphinde kugcine labazali abasebekhulile abasekhaya, kuhambise labanawo abami futhi esikolo.
Singathi kuyini okokwenza ukuthi ungene kubhizinisi ilelele?
Kwakunzima kakhulu babadike ngoba ukuthola umsebenzi nje kwakuyinto enzima kakhulu ngoba ngisasemncane, njalo ngaleso sikhathi ngangine-4 o level kuphela. So lamaphepha wezemfundo ayefunakala, kutholakala ukuthi kangelawo. Thola imisebenzi nale ma-restaurant ukuthi ngiyabe ngikorobha, ngithola o-R2,000. Ngabona ukuthi ngcono lami ngiziqalele kwami, ngipheke ama-chips eceleni, ngithengise nokudla, ngithengise lama-cold drink. Ngaqala nje kanjalo ngemali encane engangiyithole ema-restaurant ngoba nje ngangingelasifiso sokuthi ngisebenze like ngiqindezelwa, ngikhunjuzwa ukuthi siza kuxoxelana, awulamfundo epheleleyo, awulamaphepha njalo apheleleyo ukuya ngaphandle lazo zonke le zinto.
Ye, i-Operation Dudula-ke ikubamba njani khonapho?
I-Operation Dudula ngathi yinto esivikana layo imihla namalanga, but okwamanje ngathi kuthuli okwenyanga yele edluleyo, hhayi bathulisile. Kodwa inyanga ezintathu ezendlulileyo bake babuya sibili bebangumsindo bethi solanini lapha, sifuna ukuthi thina amashopu abe ngawethu, lokho nalokho. Lathi nje besithi uma sebefikile sibe ngabavala amashopu lathi sime le sixuku sabantu sibukele ukuthi bathini, kodwa sesivalile wenza ukuthi bengabi lodlakela lokuthatha izinto phakathi landline. So bese singathi sile network nje yokwazisana ukuthi bayeza ngelanga elingaka, bazofika sikhathi bani, kwenzela ukuthi nathi sibe silungisele.
Kodwa kusuze kulihluphe usiya ngesikhathi?
Hayi, khona into etemporary baba Dube, into etemporary kakhulu. Okokuthi asonto ukuthi singathi sesiqinisela lapha eSouth Africa ngoba vele abantu be-Operation Dudula abantu abahluphekayo, abantu abangela msebenzi, abantu abangela kudla, abantu ababona ngani tu thina nje abantu ababuya ngaphandle yithi esiletha udubo lonke lolu abalubhekayo, abangela mhlaba kumbe ngithi abangela land kumbe abantu abangela ndawo zokuhlala, abahlale emkhukhwini. So ma usukhona wena uhlala endaweni engathi uyayibhadalela, unayo leyo mali yokubhadala, uphinde ube nesitolo around endaweni yabo, kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. So bazosikhipha vele, sizofika nje isikhathi sokuthi sicine nje sesikhishiwe. So ngingatsho ukuthi hhayi, ngokuya kwesikhathi vele kasonto esibeka khona ithemba lethu ukuthi sizoqhubeka sisebenza khona lapho.
Kodwa impilo yakho vele iyangaphi nxa sesikhangela phambilini kwa?
Impilo inzima Dube, njengoba ngisho ukuthi ngiyingane yesikolo kwamanje, ngisafunda, ngisazama lami ukuthi maybe ilizwe lingalunga, lami ngiyevela ngilama-skills engiwathole kwamanye amazwe. Njama kodwa nje yebona isifiso nje sokuthi ilizwe lakithi libe ngcono lathi sibuyele sethole imisebenzi. Ngoba manje bazosixotshwa kwele South Africa, sokuzosiphoqa ukuthi after ama-elections ma kulokhu kubuyela yena lo hulumende okhonayo, sokuzosiphoqa sibili ukuthi lathi sibheke ukuthi singaya njangaphi kubo UK, America, kuphi kuthi, ngoba lapha e-Africa sokusiba nzima kakhulu. Ma e-South Africa sisixotsha, akalikho elinye ilizwe elingasigcina. So sokumele nje phume futhi siye phambili, sidlule kahle kahle.
Lo ngumnumzana Thandazani Moyo osakhulayo ole bhizimusi kwele South Africa, ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Isi Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe sesinike unkosikazi Sibongile Mpofu ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology NUST ischolarship seFulbright sokuzilolonga ezifundweni zokuthapha indaba. Unkosikazi Mpofu uzakwenza izifundo lezi ekolitshini leGaylord College at the University of Oklahoma. Ake sizweni exoxa ngodaba lolu.
Oh, scholarship letting, it's part of Fulbright scholarships available for academics. By a circulator, calls and corner bars to me, bar to me, laguma, universities, Google registrar. So then equal ECCBA publicized to platform EMA academics in Kulumela Institution and Seven Zagi, National University of Science and Technology. And that equal up and I want a corner equal, it's publicized for every academic, I assume, vele in Zimbabwe because I between you over vice chancellor, basically forwarded to registrars by forwarded to EMA academics. So I'm I want a corner. So this scholarship, Fulbright scholarship, it's for research programs, near research. So for me, Lapa University of Oklahoma to do research on academic program. Ukuthi singafundani ngokufundisa journalism in Zimbabwe, in particular entrepreneurship phakathi kwe media in broad in general. So that's the whole thrust ye program engi apply leyo, and my proposal was around this area.
Wena uvele uyingcwethi kweze zokuthathela izindaba yini?
Mina ngeke ngasebenza ngeba ngithathela izindaba before ngaka join university as a lecturer. Ngeke ngasebenza kuma newspapers, ngeke ngasebenzela iziyana, ngasebenzela le zin papers ngingu desk editor business section esandeni. So bengingu business report ngase ngichiya ngajoina i academia. So ngiya trainer abaqeqeshi. Yes, I train journalists now. So umsebenzi wami kakhulu ususe ekufundiseni i journalism le ku training ama practicing journalists eZimbabwe.
Ulapha okwe skathi esingakanani?
Ngilapha nje kwenyanga ezinhlanu ngisenza i research le labo supervisor bami lapha e Oklahoma University.
Ubususuka lapha usulubhekisa keZimbabwe lemfundo yakho entsha, ngathi ulwazi lwakho olutsha oyakusulalo ubusufika usenzani ke ngalo?
Okay, inhloso yakho nayo ukuthi sifi inqangiphenduka from ulwazi engabe ngiluthole lapha, then I help ama colleagues, ngincedisane nama colleagues ami ku department sibone ukuthi how can we make our program also help students ukuthi benelise ukwenza ama startups ongama innovation businesses nje around the area of media or digital media platforms and things like that. How can we incubate our ideas in journalism into practical kind of projects? That's the whole idea. What is Zamuti? In sector of media and communications, in Anga Disanjani, it will create any incidents. That's the whole idea.
We know Owa Wenza Wachia, Ugu Tatela Izendava, Ugu Tinche Ungene, Ugu Academia, Ugu Fundisenla.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, yeah, what I'm talking, I'm a personal reasons, you know, ukufuna ukukhula nokuthatha I challenge ukuthi ngasembona ukuthi I usually might think I've done enough and I'm still challenge. I've been doing this for quite long, sengifuna into engangichallenge lokuthi ngikhule personally, you know, ikho lapho ngathi ngahle ngayenza I masters. After that ngabona ukuthi no, I think ukuthi continue in media, I really would love to help young journalists also to acquire skills and do the job properly.
Unkosikazi Sibongile Mpofu ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology koBulawayo exoxa leStudio 7 eseOklahoma khonapha kwele Melika. Live talk namhla kuhlelo lwabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe olo diaspora forum. Sixoxa ngesicelo sikahulumende sokuthi abahlala kwamanye amazwe bavule amabhizimusi ekhaya. Singekehlukani izihlobo sesiligqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu. Ngiyalivalelisa, igama lami nguGaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.